Good morning. It's time for a check of your market rewind on KLGR. Well, corn futures closed yesterday's session. Most contracts 2 to 4 cents in the green. Front month March contracts were 3.6% higher during February. The weekly ethanol reports indicate the production during the week of February 23rd totaled just over a million barrels per day. That was down 24,000 barrels per day from the previous week. Ethanol stocks were up 226,000 barrels to just under 23 million barrels. The East and West Coast stocks shrinking but accumulating in the Midwest. Soybean futures finished Wednesday steady to 7 cents higher in most contracts. Soy meal were up $7.70 a ton, with nearby soy oil down 23 points. Soy meal was 16.7% higher during the month of February, with front month soybeans following at just under 5% higher. Private export sales of 250,000 metric tons of soybeans were reported for the year to unknown destinations yesterday morning. Analysts are expecting to see 173.3 million bushels of soybeans crushed during January in Thursday's USDA Fats and Oils report. Let's take a look at how the markets are doing right now in the overnight trade. May corn is up a quarter cent at 382 even. December new crop down a quarter cent at 401 and a quarter. Soybeans for May, 4¾ cents higher, 1060 and a quarter. November new crop, 1½ higher at 1033 and three quarters. Soybean meal for May, $2.50 lower at $392.20 per ton. July is down $1.20 at $390.90 per ton. Soybean oil for May, a penny lower at $32.22. July trading even at $32.43. May Chicago wheat, 1½ cents lower at $493.50. July, 1 cent lower at $506 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat for May down a quarter cent at 621.5. July new crop a quarter cent higher at 631 even. Kansas wheat for May down 1¼ cents at 521.5. July down 0.75 cents at new crop at 538.25. Oats for May down a quarter cent at 270 even. July 0.75 cents higher at 272.75. That's for the Check Your Market Rewind on KLGR.